This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to make sure that you understand exactly what is happening around you in your environment. So that's why we're here, to help you out. Because the environment does change. You know, it's interesting how do you get your news? Seriously. Or how do your friends get your news for you? And how do they get their news for themselves? I mean, I want you to think about that. A little training of events there, right? How does that all work for you? And, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's so much news out there. And there's so much electronic stimuli out there. You really do have to wade through the forest. You really do. You have to wade through the forest. Because, you know, it can be a miasma of information and disinformation, and then you have to cipher through it. I mean, a lot of you listen to Agenda 21 Radio, and we do the ciphering for you because we are the ciphering experts, I guess, of digital talk radio. Of course, we're Red State Talk Radio, talk monster of talk radio all around the nation. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. As I look at it, you know, it, being in the news business and having done this so long, we get all the nuances. We know who the sources are that are positive, negative, and so on. And one of the great things that's happened, really the Obama era, I think, really brought it to the fore for a lot of people. We had already kind of pretty much knew who the players were by the early 2000s or 2000s. The other 200s ago. That dates us with electronic media. But we pretty much figured out, at that time even, we were getting out of the post three broadcast channels, and cable had exploded. You had MTV, you had all kinds of things happening at cable TV. starting in the 80s. And, of course, that was just sort of the very, very end of the three big ones, ABC, NBC, and CBS, which dominated the airwaves when television first came up here in this nation. And that, they were really the major media sources because they also had radio and things like that. And they also had pretty good reporters, actually, that were really reporters that would go out and research a topic and then come up with something. And, of course, they understood that if you sensationalize something, it would sell more papers and, you know, so profitability came into it and all that good stuff. And a lot of your print media that existed back then does not exist today. I mean, and I love print media. In fact, I love the Epoch Times. I still have that. I used to sit down, and I would get paper after paper and paper, and I'd clip articles and save them and, you know, all that stuff. I still have a whole bunch of articles back from the 80s and 90s. Actually, before computers really became capable of holding so much storage and so on. And the information, it just, you gleaned it off the newsprint. You really did. Now, electronically, it's a whole different thing. Now, they're saying that real newsprint is going to go away probably in the next 2 years in most places. And you can see it even in your local papers, if you have a local paper that, you know, is a syndicated type of paper, you know, McClatchy or something like that. It's getting thinner and thinner and thinner. I mean, I picked up one of our local papers around here that's a from a big company, and it was two big sheets that it really had four pages. That was it. And I thought, wow. And they didn't even, they had just very limited advertising. And I thought, well, this is the death knell of this one. And that's, of course, that's true. You can't run a production like that. I put out a daily. Now, what's successful, I think, in terms of marketability and everything else is a weekly that comes out, or even a bi-monthly that comes out, so you have it twice a month. And those seem to be, or even the monthly come out. Some of these monthly journals come out. People like them, and they do catch up on a lot of news and information, a lot of specialty articles and things like that. But, you know, about the real decision-makers that are really impacting our lives right now, there's not a lot of outlets for it where you can consistently get good information on a single platform. And what I mean by that is that there's so many multiples of platforms now that people have at their disposal, such as iPhones, such as iPads, such as, I don't want to sell Apple products, but, you know, such as the tablets, the tablets and the phones. And of course, the phones have become so sophisticated now because they're playing, you can play videos. The ability to store information and then to process it with the higher end phones is just phenomenal. I use mine all the time. And that's really pretty much where I get the first part of the news. Then second part of the news, it's usually a lot of research on our own part. We research all this stuff before we put it out in the air, of course. And of course, we have our own stories that we carry as well. And it's just naturally, the Orville Dam is one of the big stories that we're carrying. Kind of interesting, you know, conflicted. We have a lawsuit against the Department of Water Resources, which we're going to get. It's going to be big news. But all, so how do you report that when you're, you know, it's a difficult thing. But we do. We report it. We report what we think is valid information from our sources. And we have our own sources on that story. We have our own sources from a number of them. We also have our citizen journalist corps out there, and they are just absolutely stellar. That's the first place we go to. We have about 20 people that contribute to this show as citizen journalists consistently over the last 10 years. Now, that's a phenomenal, and they're always right. Darn these guys. I mean, it's kind of like everybody says that about me. You know, you're always right. How do you know these? Well, I'm always right because they're always right. You know, it's only in a couple of times when, very few now do I question about the validity of the stories, but I always check them. And that's why you always check what you know, and then you get it out there. And that's what we do here on, it's a real simple process. Because, you see, the truth is stranger than fiction. It's always that way. I mean, this whole thing, you can't make up the whole thing about the president being, you know, coup d'etat, the coup attempt. I mean, it's just blatant, you know, the way communists work things. And again, you know, I have to say this is about these people. They really are, especially the ones at the elite level, such as at the FBI. These are communist people. They believe in the status. They believe that the state owns you, and they're totalitarians. They want to take you down. And anything that is contraindicator of that, such as somebody who might pursue freedom and liberty and actually take his oath of office correctly, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, Article 4, Section 4. I'm just saying that, throw that one out there. Then they're gonna resist. And, of course, a free market capitalist, good riddance. Good riddance. It's just not going to happen. That's what this coup is all about. And it's clearly a coup. Now we're on to coup part deux, the second part of the coup, the impeachment. They're impeaching anyway, and there's nothing to impeach. But they're making a story out of it. This is my point, is that if you're just one of these people who's getting just part of the story, which is very easy to do because there's so many outlets out there, there's so many vehicles by which you get the news, that it oftentimes breaks up your consistency about what stories you're following, when, and who wrote it. So the big bottom line is you have to be very discerning. And those people that are too clued into Agenda 21 Radio, you're pretty well clued in. We think we give you good, fair, and good, fair stories that are honest, that are truthful, that are fact-checked. We do so that's why I say when people start accusing us, oh, you're nothing but a fake news. Really? Well, where'd you get your news? I mean, seriously, I kind of chuckle when they say this. Where'd you get your news? Oh, ABC. How about CBS? Oh, that's a good one. Oh, and CNN. You listen to on CNN or exclusively through YouTube. Really? You like pilots, do you? Well, you know, you might not want to listen to those guys. They don't seem to have their facts together sometimes. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich at the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back. We're yelling at you. We're get up. If you're not up, get up. Wonderful, wonderful day in the neighborhood. We're going to be going crazy, 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 crazy here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things happening. I think that when you take a look at what is going on in Washington, D.C., start looking around at the other states, you start realizing that Washington, D.C. and the rest of the states of the Union are really affected by the infectious Californication business. I really believe that. I believe it now more than ever before, especially since we've been involved with the new California state movement. It's really quite, I would say, I really, truly, for most people, it is a real eye-opener once they get involved in the new California state movement. And you start to see all the pieces of the puzzle out there. And you start to realize, oh my God, things are kind of like out of control. They're a lot worse than what I thought it was going to be. And that's true. A lot worse than you thought it was going to be. That, especially with this thing with immigration, it's just so over the top. And of course, California has been leading the way in all that, right? Like we were reading, talking about yesterday about, you know, you had the health ranger, Mike Adams, talking about California and how California is, you know, basically because of it. And I'm going to throw this in on his article. He didn't put the demographics down. But the population of California just demands, because you got 38 million people in one place, just demands that you're going to be doing a lot of leading and things like that legally and everything else. And that's what California has done. So the establishment of California laws and so on has been permeating all the rest of the nation. Now, of course, now what they've done, the real pushback by other states is that California has pressed all these immigration laws or provided all these different immigration services pretty much free of charge. Free of charge, except for the California taxpayer pays for it, right? Gets obligated. And that's why California's in such bad debt straits and will remain that way because of all this excessive spending that's going on for illegal foreign nationals coming across the border. Excuse me. It's now pot de. Man, stop. Got to drink it man style, ladies. So, anyway, he made some really, really good points about how California is influencing the rest of the nation so badly. And the insurrection is the heart and soul of the insurrection that Donald Trump should be looking at is, of course, in the state of California. And I agree. Obviously, that's why we're new California. Okay? That's why we're new California. So, That to me, I think, is the tipping point for the rest of the nation is what's going on in California. You know, these are the things that the president must be looking at, is how California has been providing services to entice and induce illegal foreign nationals across the border. I really believe that. I really believe it's about time that everybody starts to take a look at that, as opposed to you know, other states that really have aggressive policies against illegal foreign nationals. I think Missouri is one of them, the show me state. They don't seem to have an illegal immigration problem there. And again, that is a place to look at, isn't it? If Missouri doesn't have an illegal immigration problem, why is it? Oh, I know. It's racism. There you go. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, in the midst of all this, people actually think they can call people racist for having notions about what illegal immigrants are all about, right? Hello. Doesn't really quite work that way now, does it? No. It really doesn't. Some people might think it does work that way, but it does not. So in the size and scope of a new developing state, one of the things we're looking at is various options available to us, right? Various options available to us. And is Missouri's modeling, or any other state's modeling, for their immigration policies better than the others? And if they are, we're checking it out, right? We're checking it out. We absolutely are going to check it out. Let's see. We've got what's raging on the Hill right now. I was going to try and show you this earlier, or listen to this earlier. murdered woman. Okay, let's Wendy's. Wendy's. Graphic images. Python swallows bigger snake, and it ends badly. Ex-Wendy employee's kitchen sink bath stunt goes viral. Oh, awesome. Awesome. There you go. I'm taking a look now at... some of the stuff that you see in the news, and I have a thing here I was going to do, but we got to get back into this CIA business with Johnny Lynn, Taliban Johnny or whatever he calls him. This is the story of the release of our Taliban Johnny Walker Lynn, right? That guy. Let's see if we can get this up going. I wanted to follow this up. This is what I was looking for.
Phone with Johnny Spann. He is the father of Mike Spann, that CIA operative who was killed in Afghanistan shortly after interviewing John Walker Lynn. He is understandably quite upset about the developments that occurred today. He said 20 years for a sentence was never enough, and now John Walker Lynn didn't do the full 20 years. The system, he says, was supposed to change John Walker Lynn, but noting a number of lawsuits that Lynn was successful with throughout this process, he says the system didn't change Lynn. Lynn changed the system, making the prison system more agreeable to radical Islamists. He does not believe he has changed his radical ideology, referencing an article and some documents that were leaked to Foreign Policy magazine, indicating that John Walker Lynn was still, among other things, translating some radical Islamic texts. And he does not believe that the requirement that John Walker Lynn have no internet-capable device, and if he does have a device, it has to be approved by the parole people who are overseeing him. He doesn't think that's going to be effective. He thinks that someone like this is going to, through his jihadist buddies, as Mr. Spann put it, be able to access some other kind of phone or some other kind of access to the internet and re-engage his ability to spread radical ideology. And that belief is reflected by Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama, who has taken the position that the Bureau of Prisons does not have sufficient safeguards to prevent a return to violent ideology.
Most of the people who get out will be back into something like that. I don't know what the rate of recidivism is, but it's high.
Now, Mike Spann was a CIA operative in the north of Afghanistan. He interviewed John Walker Lynn shortly before this prison uprising in which Mike Spann was killed. The family of Mike Spann has long believed that John Walker Lynn had information about that uprising. He could have said something and prevented the violence. Johnny Spann also told me he takes exception to this name that has been given to John Walker Lynn, American Taliban. He believes that Lynn was al-Qaeda all along. He met with Osama bin Laden, according to a number of reports. To go further, 85% is usually the protocol for serving out a federal sentence. That's exactly what John Walker Lynn did, almost to the number. The family, of course, is very upset about the early release.
I wonder why. And, of course, all that time, he started to really become radicalized when Obama was in office. And that's when he started to change the system within the system to be more, well, light on the Taliban. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And again, the cameras are on. At least the front camera is. I'm just giving you a little bit of a health check. The front cameras are on up there and at the Orville Dam, of course. Oh, that place. Yeah, that place. Yeah, a little bit of dam things going on there, right? I just have to put that out there. Just one of those little ditties that are out there. Just one of those little ditties. Got a whole bunch of people contributing to New California. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Roar back, New California. This is, we have a new meme coming out. I'm going to be putting that out there for everybody to see. With the golden bear of California. The real golden bear of California. Looking very hopeful, of course. Bearing teeth on this one. It's a rugged one out there. Absolutely a rugged one. Okay, so we have the Taliban guy. What about that Taliban guy? Taliban Johnny. Johnny Walker Lynn. Is it Johnny Walker Lynn or Johnny Lynn Walker? I think it's Johnny Walker Lynn. I'm going to check this out again. Let's get the name down. John Walker Lynn, L-I-N-D-H. Let's see. Says the parents of Michael Spann, this is a great quote, The family of Mike Spann, who was killed in Afghanistan during an uprising of Taliban prisoners after interrogating John Walker Lynn, says the system has become more agreeable to radical Islamists. Yeah, see, he had a mission in the, you know, when he was in the prison system, to change the system around to where it'll be more agreeable to radical Islamists in the system, and thus they would be more free to, of course, contribute to the system, right, as radical Islamists. Now, there's been something that's been going around for years. You don't know about this, but the penal systems in California and the nation have been promoting this sort of thing. Even the systems themselves. This, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but this is what the deep state's all about. Radicalizing prisoners. Think about it. It's a perfect breeding ground for radicalization to dismantle and destroy our society, right? It's perfect. And that's the war they're waging. That's the kind of stuff that they do. This is the battleground, I'm telling you. A lot of people don't necessarily want to think of it as the battleground, but it is absolutely the battleground that's going on out there. It's the battleground for your minds. I don't know, how does Alex Jones put it? He says the battleground is in your minds or whatever. I think that's what he says, something crazy, stupid like that. That's just what I'm saying. I'm just saying those sort of things just to keep everybody happy, right? It's one of these happy days here on Agenda 21 Radio. But, you know, this is kind of the stuff that Obama... We're deep into finding out about Obama and his programs in all the ways that, you know, the radicalized Islamists that were with Obama during his presidency. And we know these things. We know that the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and all these other... They're radicalized Islamists. They're terrorists. And, you know, the president is even considering at this point in time calling them... a terrorist organization. Yeah, labeling them as a and they should. That is how twisted the system has become, though, in the United States, is that basically they're saying, oh, there's nothing to see here. Just let us do our terrorism and move along, right? That's what they're saying. Right. How does that work? Right? How does that work? It doesn't work very well at all, in my opinion. It really doesn't. What is going on here with my computer? I love my computer, but, you know, when we're trying to get stories out to you, it's kind of a pain in the butt when the stories aren't showing up as we want them to. Now we have to switch to guns. The morning after, what is this all about? Monster tornadoes. This must be a tornado thing. Yeah. They're looking at Jefferson City now. I'm going to come back to this one here. This is where I was trying to get the other story on this with the verbal stuff. I don't think we're going to get it, though. Oh, here we go. 102-year-old woman suspected of killing 92-year-old neighbor. Don't let age discriminate against murder, right? Right, right. Here we go. The morning after, this is for the Jefferson City folks out there, and I know this is... Tornadoes kill three in central U.S., damage Missouri State Capitol. Rescue workers searched for survivors Thursday in the capital of Missouri after a deadly storm swept through parts of the central U.S., bringing dozens of tornadoes and causing flooding and significant damage to buildings. Three people were killed in the small town of Golden City, Missouri, officials said, while the Midwest state's capital, Jefferson City, was struck by what the National Weather Service said large and destructive tornadoes Wednesday. The tornado caused significant damage, trapping people in buildings and homes and knocking down power lines and trees. Photos on social media showed homes with walls ripped apart and splintered trees blocking roads. Rescue workers were checking door-to-door for survivors Thursday. Some 20 people were injured and treated at hospitals overnight. We have damage to state Capitol buildings, and power is down in some areas, Missouri Governor Mike Parson said in a letter. We are asking that all non-essential state employees in Jefferson City area remain at home. Officials surveyed the damage by helicopter Thursday morning while police warned residents to be aware of down power lines. More than two dozen tornadoes were reported overnight in Missouri. In Oklahoma, officials said the storm forced people to take shelter as heavy rain and hail, wind, and lightning struck. Video footage aired on CNN showed downed trees smashed, blah, blah, blah. And we're not going to go to CNN for that little bit of information. So tornadoes, Jefferson City. Let's see what we can get here, if we can get the right kind of stories. I like to get the stories with the verbiage and everything like that, you know. Let's see. You can hear me typing in the background. Let's go. Here we go. We'll see if we can't bring something up here on this. And I like the YouTube platform. That's really one of the things. There's another story out there. It's called, okay, here we go. See if we can get this taken care of. This is Jefferson City catastrophic tornado damage aerials first light. Okay, so this is just something that happened 3 hours ago. I'm going to go for this one. I don't know what kind of, this is Fox. No, I'm going to go with the Fox News one. I don't know which, there's no on it. So I'm going to go with the Fox News out of Jefferson City so we can see what's happening here. This is the Jefferson City. From Fox News.
Good morning, Marjorie and Lisa. Yeah, as the sun is starting to come up, we're getting a better view at the damage out here. I want you guys just to take a look just right here behind me. There's literally down power lines everywhere, so you have to be very careful as we try to give you guys more images of the damage here left behind after this storm hit. Just for perspective, we're here on Ellis Boulevard and Interstate 54. To put that in perspective for you guys, we're about 3 miles south of the state capitol building here in Jefferson.
Wow. We'll come back. Tornado. It kind of reminds me very much of what when the day of the fire, when I went up to Paradise, all the power down power lines. Burning, though. The greenery is still green. Certainly blackened when I was up in Paradise.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Starting to come up. We're getting a better view at the damage out here. I want you guys just to take a look. This right here behind me, there's literally down power lines everywhere. So you have to be very careful as we try to give you guys more images of the damage here left behind after this storm hit. Just for perspective, we're here on Ellis Boulevard and Interstate 54. To put that in perspective for you guys, we're about 3 miles south of the State Capitol building here in Jefferson City, Missouri. Now, this is where the majority of the damage is here.
All right, Darian, we're going to get back to you. I want to dip into that press conference right now with Governor Mike Parson.
So we know that. Again, there's just a lot of people on the ground this morning. There's damage, a lot of damage to some of the state facilities here in Jeff City that we'll be dealing with. We are telling only the employees on the state level that need to come in this morning on a need basis. So that went out earlier this morning for our state employees and everything. And I know there's going to be a briefing here in the city a little later on this morning. But again, I just want to highlight all the emergency personnel that was out there last night doing their jobs in a very difficult situation for everything that occurred. So with that, I'd be glad to take a few questions if you want to ask a few questions this morning. I also have the Director of Department of Public Safety with me, the Director of CEMA's here. You've got the Sheriff's here and also the Police Department here in the Jefferson City area. But we'd be glad to take a few questions this morning on that. We know of three right now. There was three down towards Golden City last night. We believe that they lived on the outskirts of Golden City right now. We're going to try to maybe be down in that area today. We're still trying to figure out where I'm going to be today. But we know those are the only three we know at this time. We know that people have been treated. As far as I know, there's nobody missing that we know of, which is a good sign that we have. So right now, as far as we know, everybody's accounted for.
You say there's nobody missing. Are you referring specifically to Golden City or across the state?
Across the state. Across the state right now. That's what we know of at this point. But again, I want to emphasize that, you know, we're early and, you know, we're just getting to daylight now, trying to figure out what is the damages are out there, make sure everybody's there.
And statewide, what is the ballpark of injuries?
Pardon me?
Statewide, what is the estimate of injuries?
I don't know. There's going to be multiple injuries, David. I mean, you know, you got 20 right here in Jeff City, we know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that's not even been to an emergency room yet or maybe going to the doctors today. So there'll be multiple injuries across the country.
Governor, you talked about state agencies that were damaged. Can you talk about specifically what buildings, what agencies, and what type of damage, what extent we're talking about?
You know, I'll let the director here in a minute maybe answer those questions. We know there's several in there. And again, I think it's important to know we're just trying to get all that information right now. But right now we know that there's, I don't know if there's any major structural damage, but there's a lot of damage to a lot of facilities here in Jeff City.
I know it's...
There are literally...
Well, I'm going to hear from the mayor of Jefferson City here in a minute. In about 2 seconds, I think, and when we hear from the mayor, I'll have a little bit better perspective of Jefferson City damage.
Spoke on the phone with Mayor of Jefferson City. Her name is Carrie Turgeon. She has been up all night inspecting the damage from that tornado. We're hearing reports of catastrophic damage there. Is that how you would describe it?
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. Certainly catastrophic, very widespread damage. We have large trees down in several areas of the city and several neighborhoods. We have buildings that have lost roofs, walls, windows, glass everywhere, power lines down. So we have some significant damage.
Yeah, we're hearing that there are no reports of deaths at this time, but there are injuries. Can you tell us about the number of injuries and the kind of injuries that people have there?
Well, thankfully, like you said, the reports that we are getting so far indicate that there are no deaths, and we are we've been praying for that. We're still very thankful for that. The injuries so far, from what I understand, there has not been any significant injuries. And when you see the amount of damage, it's hard to believe. But I believe that everybody heeded the warnings. The outdoor warning sirens were effective, and people were taking care of their neighbors and making sure that they were seeking cover. And it happened around, 11:30 p.m., so most people were already in bed or just getting to bed. So it was a time when everybody was aware of what was going on.
Oh, they had early warning sirens. Shocking. Early warning sirens. I hate it when this happens. There's actually a city, Jefferson City, that said, oh, guess what? Let's put up some early warning sirens so that we can tell the population that tornadoes are coming. But, listen, if you're in Northern California with a monster dam that could go at any time, we don't need to warn our people now, do we? No sirens for you. No emergency plans for you. We won't even tell you how to get out of Dodge. We'll just let you sit in your homes and wash away. There you go. No early warning planning for you. And the beat goes on, huh? Interesting.
Has the storm affected your family personally?
Personally, yes. My little brother lost his business. That was kind of devastating for the family. We are entrepreneurs and business people, and so to lose that is very hard on him. But like him and many others that have lost their business and their buildings, buildings can be replaced, mm-hmm. but people can't. He's mm-hmm. okay. Everybody yeah. so far that's okay.
We keep hearing that you guys aren't out of the woods yet, that the severe weather threat is still in place. So what's your message to your constituents right now?
For constituents, they need to take care of themselves. We don't want them out here just to look and see the damage. We need to take care of our neighbors and focus on each other. Right now, we already know that we're under a flood advisory. We declared a state of emergency here yesterday because of significant flooding at the Missouri River. We've evacuated people from a portion of the city because of that. So we're already bracing for flooding. That's what we've been focusing on. This was completely unexpected. So now our focus is going to be on just picking up the pieces and getting this back together and getting Jefferson City back together.
Mayor Carey.
Jefferson City getting back together. And not one life lost. Gee, do you think those sirens may have helped? I know, different type of emergency weather-wise, but still an emergency. A mayor who cares about her people. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. We are absolutely back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yes, there's nothing like a newcaliforniastate.com to settle you down a little bit, to get you to kind of like stand your ground. Yeah, we're getting all this. I was on a radio show in Kern County yesterday, and the number one concern that they were getting from people is, you know, what should we do now? And I said, well, what do you mean, what should you do now? What? Well, you know, should we stay or should we go? And I said, hey, you got to stay. You got to stay. This is your place to stay. Just because they want to run you out, you run out. They create the environment for you to run out, so you run out. That's just not the way it's supposed to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's not. No one should push you away from any place in the United States of America. And, of course, that's been the goal. That's been their plan for a long time. It's not working. It's not working. And it shouldn't work. And we shouldn't allow it to work either. That's the other thing. You should stand your ground. Do not move. Do not. And listen, if you're not the part of the country and you feel like all of a sudden your government's trying to push you out, stand your ground. You have to say, I am in charge of the government. The government is not in charge of me. Just sort of a little bit of a tidbit, a little bit of information about how these things are supposed to work, right? Anyway, and they do work, by the way. It does work. All this does work. You just have to make it work. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to run for time right now. Remember to visit our websites, a21r.com, sites, get it? And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Press on the, if you're just listening to this and you go to the New California website for the first time, what you need to do is you need to press on the sign-up button. Press on the sign-up button, and you sign up for whatever county you're in. And if you're an expat, what you do is you check on the county that you're from originally, from California, and then in the little box up there in your county, tell us what state you're living in now with your phone number and everything else, and we'll get in touch with you. Got a lot of people wanting to come back to California, and you know what? We welcome you back. We think you should join us in standing our ground. Just a thought, don't you think? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website again, a21r.com, and of course newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.